out and to the field. It's time for high school softball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
We are live in Holton for a Big 7 showdown. The Wildcats, 5-5 in League 7 play, 7-7 overall, hosting the Nemaha Central Thunder, who are also 5-5 in League play and 5-7 overall. These two teams last year, they split their doubleheader in Seneca. It was an 11-10 victory for the Thunder. It was the first time they beat Holton since 2013. The Wildcats had won the previous 19 meetings. And both of those games were one-run victories for each team. Holton won the other game 5-4. And three of the last four games between these two teams have been one-run games, so expect kind of more of the same. These two get together, it is close. Only one league doubleheader for these two teams after today on Thursday, so it's go time for all these teams. They gear up for regionals coming up here in just a matter of a few weeks. Looking at the Big 7 standings as of right now, apparently Lecompton is very close to clinching the league title. All they got to do is win both games tonight and hope that Sabetha loses. But if Sabetha does win both their games, they can clinch on Thursday with one more win. As they're 9-1 in league play, 9-3 overall. Sabetha 7-3, two games back of first place, and 13-3 overall. Royal Valley, they are 6-4 in league play, three games back of first place. Solo third, 6-10 overall. 0-6 in league play are the Panthers. We have a three-way tie for fourth place with Holton, Jefferson West, and Nemaha Central, all 5-5, four games out of first. So unfortunately, none of these two teams can get first place in the Big 7 in 2024. 7-7 are the Wildcats, 5-7 for the Thunder, and 8-8, rather make that 6-8 for Jefferson West. Riverside, they are 2-8, but they are 6-2 in non-league play to give them an 8-10 overall record. As for Hiawatha, they are 1-9. They are in dead last, eighth place, eight games out of first place, 1-13 overall. And as we kind of inch closer and closer to the end of the regular season, we look at the slate. If you just listen to our sports update there just a couple minutes ago, mentioned that Sabetha is at Jefferson West this afternoon. They also have Perry Lecompton at Hiawatha. As mentioned, they just got to win those two games. Hope Sabetha loses to Jeff West once, which that is not going to be an easy game or an easy sweep for Sabetha, so that definitely could be clinched tonight. And Riverside, they are going to be at Royal Valley. As for those games on Thursday, Hiawatha will be at Jefferson West. Riverside will be at Holton. Perry Lecompton will be at Nemaha Central. And Royal Valley is going to be at Sabetha. As a picture for regionals, as of right now, Nemaha Central, they are in third in the 3A Nemaha Central regional standings. And this is kind of a region that has been struggling this year. Only one team is above 500. Marysville is right at 500 in second place at 8-8. And the lone team that is above 500 is Sabetha. They are 13-3. The season ends today. They are the one seed. And they would be playing the 8-seed Hiawatha, who is 1-13. Now, as you just might have heard that breeze, it's very windy. Wind is blowing out here this afternoon, so we're going to have to watch out for those fly balls hit into right field. It's a pretty small ballpark as well, so a chance for some deep shots out to right field. But continuing on with the regional standings, Marysville in second, Nemaha Central in third. Going down further, you have Riley County there in fourth at 4-6. They have not played very many games out there in Riley, Kansas. Royal Valley is in fifth at 6-10. ACTHS out of the Northeast Kansas League is in sixth. They are 4-8 overall. St. Mary's is 3-7. As mentioned, Hiawatha is 8th. So a lot of teams kind of in that 2-4 games under 500 in that 3-7 spot. So there's a lot to be determined and a lot of games to be played. As mentioned, that this upcoming Thursday is going to be the final for league games. But of course, each of these two teams will be playing three non-league doubleheaders. So still a lot of games left to go here for this season. 8 games left after today and 10 including today's game. So still a lot left to be determined here this season. We're getting ready to get this thing underway. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your home deductible increasing? Most likely it is or will be. Kellerman Insurance has a way that you can get some of that deductible back in the event of a claim. Deductibles are on the rise due to the many factors that the insurance industry is going through. We want to offer you a way that we can help get some of that money back in your pocket. Visit KellermanInsurance.com and learn how you can help offset that expense or give us a call at 785-364-2921. Kellerman Insurance. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kurtz Professional Service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
KNZA.
Nemaha Central at Holton. Softball game here this afternoon. Jared Sluppy with you. Seth Collison back in the booth. Let's take a look at your starters. The hitting order for Nemaha Central consists of Maya Gamstrom leading off, number 12, playing in left field. Batting second and playing third is number 5, Alex Burkett. Batting third and playing short is number 15, Ava McKinley. Batting cleanup and pitching is number 22, Reagan Garrity. Batting fifth and catching is number 17, Emma Hermish. Batting sixth and playing right field is number 8, Maren Heiden. Batting seventh and DHing is number 14, Sadie Haberkamp. Batting eighth and playing first base is number 18, Carolyn Nordis. Batting ninth and playing second is number 10, Maggie Cook. And playing in center field but not batting is number 9, Natalie Hamas. And the starting pitcher is Tinley Wilson for the Wildcats. And we are underway here in Holton. First pitch in there, strike one. Wilson's ERA this season, 5.63 in her 11th appearance already of the season. 37 and a third innings, has allowed 30 earned runs, 11 walks, 42 strikeouts. So pretty solid numbers for Tinley. This one slicing and foul out of play for strike two. Looking at the field for Holton, it's Wilcott at third, Cook at second, Catherine's at second, and Barrow at first. Wilson on the mound, Ingles rounding out the battery behind the plate. Tanking in left, Lorna Smith in center, and Kennedy Smith in right. I'll wait the 0-2 pitch from Wilson in the circle, and there it goes. That one just misses inside, a little bit low as well to Gamstrom. So as mentioned, both teams 5-5 in Big 7 league play. Tied for fourth with Jefferson West. Holton 7-7 overall. Nemaha Central 5-7. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Route number one. Gamstrom down on strikes. Now we'll bring up Alex Burkett, the third baseman for the Thunder. And the Wildcat team meets in the circle to briefly chat before they disperse. So Burkett digs in. Wilson back on the mound. First pitch. Foul straight back, out of play. As mentioned, the wind blowing out. Now kind of going towards straightaway center field, maybe blowing a little bit towards left center. Mentioned before, it's blowing towards right field. It's kind of swirling just a little bit. We'll keep an eye on that, as mentioned. It's favoring the pole hitter, the pole right-handed hitter. That one drops low for a ball. Even the count at 1-1. Here at the Compton, or excuse me, Nemaha Central enters this game on a four-game winning streak. Start their season 0-6. This ball is ripped to shortstop playing deep from the outfield grass. Long throw, not going to be in time. That's an infield single for Alex Burkett. Nemaha Central kind of doing what they did last year, a slow start. Last year they started 0-4. This year they started 0-6, but they've won now 5 of the last 6. And they've already matched, or they're 1 win away from matching their win total from last year. They went 6-13 a year ago, 6-8 in league play, finishing a tie for fifth place. Their season ended in the first round of the regionals against Silver Lake at Silver Lake. 9-1 was the final. Foul straight back for Ava McKinley. Shortstop for Nemaha Central. Thunder have had a rough go against non-league teams. They haven't won against a non-league opponent since May 17th, 2022. They didn't win against a non-league opponent last year. They haven't done it this year. A one, that one misses down low, even if it's count 1-1. Two returning all-league players for the Thunder, Reagan Garrity, starting pitcher for this afternoon, was first team all-league and was unanimous. Clutch, and here's the bunt right back to the mound. Wilson fires the first, covered by Catherine's in time for the out. They're down to second, not in time, so brick it over to second on the fielder's choice. So two down for Reagan Garrity. He steps to the plate. As mentioned, unanimous first team all-league last year. Ava McKinley, the other first team all-league that comes back to the Thunder this year. Pitcher to pitcher, first pitch bounces in, nice stop, but heading for third anyway, and getting there safely is Burkett, so that'll be a steal. And Alex Burkett now 90 feet away from our first run of the ballgame. Not quite 90 feet, baseball. Now him drops down low, a bit low, makes it 2-0. He already batting cleanup. Multi-sport athlete, wearing a jacket over her jersey. Wilson back on the rubber and delivers. That ball hit in the air, left field, backing up. This might be trouble for tanking. That is gone. 2-run home run for Reagan Garrity. And the Thunder on the board first. As Burkett scores from third as well. Mentioned the wind might be a huge, huge factor today. It certainly is right there. And for Wilson, that's the eighth home run she has given up this year. And she's just a freshman, so she's got a lot of time to develop her pitching and continue to improve every single year. But she, as mentioned, she's very solid, has more strikeouts than innings pitched, and that's always a good indicator that she has potential, that's for sure. That brings up Emma Hermisch, the catcher for the Thunder. As the bases are clear with two gone here at the top of the first pitch missing low and away for ball one. There's some issues with the scoreboard, but we'll keep it ourselves. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch that Hermisch was a little bit ahead of that time. Kind of ran through Nemaha Central. How about Holton? They have won four of their last six. Is that one swung on and missed? Again, ahead of a breaking ball, makes it 1-2. Last year, this Holton team played second in the Big Seven. 10-4 was their league record, 12-7 overall. Got to the regional semifinals before falling to Rock Creek. That ball ripped to the shortstop. Nice backhand stab. Long throw is in time. Well done by Cook to get the out for the final out of the top of the first. It's 2-0. Two-run home run by Reagan Garrity. We'll go to the bottom of the first in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KNZA.
We go to the bottom of the first, a two-run home run from Reagan Garrity. Let's take a look at the hitting order for the Wildcats. Leading off and playing in center is number 19, Lauren Smith. Batting second and playing short is number 18, J.C. Cook. Batting third and pitching is number 42, Tinley Wilson. Batting cleanup and playing first is number 5, Josie Barrow. Batting number 5 hole and playing left field is number 24, Lily Tanking. Batting sixth and playing third is number 28, Natalie Wilcott. Batting seventh and catching is number 2, Caitlin Ingalls. Batting 8th and playing right field is number 23, Kennedy Smith. And batting 9th and playing second base is number 32, Bailey Catherines. As mentioned, on the hill for the Thunder is Reagan Garrity, multi-sport athlete. What a terrific season she had on the basketball court as well. And she'll be trying to help out her own cause. Well, she already did just that. She hit that 2-run home run after a Alex Burkett infield single to the shortstop Cook, trying to make a tough play. He beat it out of first. So again, the Holton hitting order is Lorna Smith, Cook, Wilson, Barrow, Tanking, Wilcott, Ingalls, Kennedy Smith, Catherines. So continuing kind of the rundown of Holton, is a team that has historically been very solid. A lot of success. This Holton softball program, they have double-digit wins every year since 2016. Now misses four, ball one, trying to keep that up with a 7-7 record this year, 5-5 in league play. Some 20-win seasons in there, mixed in with some state appearances and a state tournament championship as well. few years ago. 1-0, that's a breaking ball in there. Even the count 1-1. Two returning players from the Big 7 honorable mentions. That's Abby Renfro and Taryn Anderson. That ball fouled out of play. One and two the count. Holton is a team that scores a lot and gives up a lot of runs. Average 8.6 runs per game, which is fourth in the 4A East region. They also allow 9.4 runs per game, which is the sixth worst in the 4A East. 1-2 in there, strike three, got Lonan Smith looking, and a strikeout for Reagan Garrity for out number one. As of right now, Holton, they are 11th in the 4A East region. Kind of just hanging around the 500 mark. And next week will be their final league doubleheader. They're going to be taking on Riverside on Thursday. So this is J.C. Cook, the shortstop for the Wildcats, now at the plate. The first pitch, that's high for ball one, fastball. As mentioned, Perry LeConson can lock up the Big 7 in its final year today if they get two wins and Sabetha picks up a loss. Perry LeConson taking on last place Hiawatha. Sabetha is at Jefferson West. Now this is outside as well for ball two. So not an easy task for Sabetha to try to get to Thursday. Jefferson West, a really solid team overall. And Sabetha will be hosting Loyal Valley on Thursday. Perry, they're going to be in Seneca. Some tough games for both those two teams in their league finales. That one's going on and missed, even the count 2-2. Wind up from Garrity. The big gust of wind blows through. Knocks some dust in the air. Is that one outside for ball three? Count is now full. Well, correction, 3-1. One gone here in the bottom of the first. 2-0, Nemaha Central lead. That one's in there. Nice pitch from Garrity. Off speed, low and away. Now the count is full. Base is empty, one gone. Bottom of first, 2-0, Nemaha Central. Garrity sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the game for the Nemaha Central starting pitcher. And that will bring up Tinley Wilson, the opposing pitcher for the Wildcats. Burkett, the third baseman, playing in pretty shallow in front of the third base bag. First pitch, way up for ball one. Wind's kind of blowing to straightaway center now. Another big gust flows through. Here's a 1-0. Swing and miss. Ahead of that breaking pitch. Hear the slam of Wilson's bat on her back as she follows through. Garrity unleashes the 1-1. That one swung on and missed. One strike away from striking out the side. As mentioned, Nemaha Central has not had a whole lot of success against Holton over the years. Prior to last year's splitting doubleheader, Holton had won the previous 19 straight meetings. 1-2. That ball hit towards straightaway center field. Going to her left is Hamas, and she'll make the catch for the final out. So 1-2-3. Holton gone in order. 2-0 Nemaha Central will go to the second after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmer State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
2-0 Nemaha Central lead on the road here in Holton. A two-run home run for Reagan Garrity. The difference so far, it'll be Aaron Heinen leading things off for the Thunder. Start up half of the second inning. As Holton was retired in order, a couple strikeouts and a flyout. Wilson back in the circle for the Wildcats. As mentioned, coming into the day with an ERA just a little over 5.5. 42 strikeouts and 37 in the third innings coming into today. First pitch, that one in there, strike one. A little bit low in the strike zone, so Heinen takes. Alex Burkett, single on the infield, led off things for Holton. That one, this is down just a touch low, even to count one and one. Big game for both these two teams, trying to improve their standing in their regional standings. Here's a chopper to second baseman Catherine, sort of first in time, easy play for round number one. Also, of course, trying to stay in the top half of the Big Seven, which there's a three-way tie for fourth place, 5-5, between these two teams and Jefferson West currently. Sure to stay up to date on the standings as well as scores, results, and all that fun stuff on our website, mscsports.net. So now it's Sadie Haberkamp, the designated hitter. First pitch. That's an off-speed pitch in there, strike one. Swing and a miss behind on that fastball, makes it 0-2. What a nice pitch there from Wilson. Got to a solid start there in the top of the first. She struck out a first batter she faced. Then a couple things unraveled a little bit as that off-speed pitch left up in the air and hit to center field. That is out of the glove of the center fielder, Lauren Smith, and dropped. And in there safely at second, not sliding, is Sadie Haberkamp, and she was almost thrown out. That's going to be an E8 that will get Haberkamp on board. That brings up Carolyn Nordis, the first baseman. Nordis in the eighth spot in the hitting order for Nemaha Central this afternoon. First pitch that misses a little bit down low for ball one. And that last pitch from Wilson that was hit in the air by Haberkamp was a little bit high as a result. It allowed for Haberkamp to get a barrel on it. Here's the 1-0. South straight back to the screen, even scout 1-1. Thunder trying to add on to their 2-0 lead. Swing and a miss behind on that fastball. Makes it 1-2. One gone here in the top of the second. Sadie Haberkamp advancing all the way to second on an E8. Wilson at the ready, fires. That ball slapped to the second baseman. Had a tough time fielding it, and everybody's going to be safe. Would have been a tough play either way. Let's give her an infield single. It's been a really tough play, even if she did field it. And Haberkamp on to third. And now a mound visit from Coach Carlene. 2-0, our score. Runners on first and third. One out. A chance for possibly more here for the Thunder if they put the ball in the right spot in the outfield on the air. Coach Haug also talking for Nemaha Central to her next batter, Maggie Cook, the second baseman. Recovering some Nemaha Central baseball on Thursday. as these Big 7 teams playing in their final games in the league's existence, because, of course, the merger of the Mideast and the Big 7 creating the Big East next year, welcoming teams in such as Rossville, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Riley County, not Rock Creek. They're going to be moving to the North Central Kansas League. Looks like we're ready to go. And Riverside is going to be moving to the NEKL next year as well. So Cook stands in, runners on the corners. One gone, top of second, 2-0. We're going to bunt. The pass ball. We're coming home and trying to score, and doing so not successfully. Throw down to third is not in time. It's a little bit low. So they get one runner at the plate. Not very much distance between the catcher and the backstop. So it remains 2-0. And Nordis gets all the way to third. And that'll be a wild pitch. It allows Nordis to advance. So two gone. And that one, swing and a miss. Makes it 1-1. So an eventful play there. A pitch that was high. I would say it was more of a wild pitch than a pass ball. Ingles had to come to her feet to try to get it. Swing and a miss ahead of that breaking pitch. And that one makes it 1-2. Chance for Wilson to get out of the inning without giving up any runs here. 1-2 pitch. Slaps it foul. First base side. Do it again. Holton's wanting to get their bats going. Middle of the order coming up next. Wilson rocks and fires. 1-2. Chop foul. Third base side. And we'll do it once again. Great patience by Maggie Cook. Staying alive. Gets another opportunity here. 1-2 popped in the air. This might stay in play. Foul territory. That is dropped by the first baseman. And it'll be a foul ball. Missed opportunity as Barrow couldn't handle it. A couple dropped softballs from both Lorna Smith and Barrow as well. For the fourth time, it's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that will retire the side. So it stays 2-0. We go to the bottom of the second. 2-0 Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy. 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Go to the bottom of the second. Reagan Garrity trying to pick up where she left off, which was mowing down Wildcat batters. She went strikeout, strikeout, flyout in the bottom of the first. So she'll take on the middle of the order. Josie Barrow leads things off for the Wildcats. Down 2-0. High school softball here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy with you. Seth Tollefson back in the booth. First pitch fouled straight back by the Holton first baseman. Barrow batting 450 off season. Played in now all 15 games. Valentine Ribbies with 13. Six doubles. 13 runs. That pitch in the air for a strike. terrific OPS of 1.139. That slap foul straight back keeps it 0-2. Holton Sr. has really helped this team to where they are right now. As here is the 0-2 pitch from Garrity. She rocks and lets it go. That's down low, makes the 1-2. It's a team that bats very well. They're 425 as a team. That's their batting average, 425. That's pretty incredible. That's down low. As mentioned, they are fourth in a Class 4A East in runs per game with just under 9 per game, but they do struggle in the pitching department, averaging over 9 runs allowed, which is the 6th worst in the classification. Now on in there, strike 3, drop third strike, and the first being thrown out is Barrow. So that'll be another strikeout. That is the 3rd out of the 4 batters she's faced so far for Reagan Garrity. That brings up Lily Tanking. Tanking batting 471. It's her 13th game she's played in this season. 16 hits. 7 of those are extra base hits. First pitch. That one misses up high. OPS of 1.220. The team OPS is 1.154. That is incredible stuff for the Wildcats. Swing and a miss. We're tanking, though. Makes it 1-1. Gary fires. Off-speed pitch. Well done. In there. Strike 2. So Garrity has retired 4 straight to start this game. 3 strikeouts. Trying to retire thinking right here with a 1-2 count. And she get a 4th strikeout and 5 batters. It's up too high. Evens the count 2-2. That's up high, ball 3, counts full. Good job by Tanking to start with a 1-2 count and work it full. Bases empty, 1 out here in the bottom of the 2nd, 2-0 Omaha Central. Wildcats just trying to get their first base runner of the game. Payoff pitch. That misses ball 4, our first walk of the game. And the first base runner for the Wildcats. And that'll bring up Natalie Wilcott, the third baseman. Having 400 on the young season. 16 hits, 11 RBI, 4 extra base hits, 3 doubles and a triple. Senior awaits the pitch from Garrity. Now on this is low and away, 4 ball 1. It's been a common miss so far today. Check swing. And she went. Even to count 1-1. Off-speed pitch in there, strike 2. Buckled up Wilcott just a little bit. Now the third baseman stands back in with a 1-2 count against her. Here's the pitch. In there, strike 3. Got her looking. Throw back down to first, not in time. And 2 gone here in the 2nd. So that is already strikeout number 4 out of the 6 batters that she's faced. And now we'll bring up Kaylin Ingles. Adding 367 this season for special. That one misses up. 11 hits. 2 home runs. That's tied. I think that actually tied for the 2nd on the team for the team lead. 2 triples, that is also 2nd on the team. This is up. So 5 extra base hits, only 1 double. That's a pretty interesting stat there. 6 RBI. Here's the Here's a 2-0 from Garrity. Swing and a miss. Four strike one. We'll be taking over there first. One out walk. Two one from Garrity. Slapped out of play behind home plate for a strike or foul ball, excuse me. Even the count 2-2. Garrity one strike away from getting out of the inning. Looking for possibly your fifth strikeout of this game already. Two-two. Waits for a breaking pitch. Slaps the foul, stays alive. That was well done. She was hoping for a fastball, and she really waited on it. Kept it alive, slapping at fouls. That would have been strike three if she would have held off. She fights to live for another pitch. The 2-2. That one is a wild pitch. Misses up, rounding second, and staying there. Is tanking. So as mentioned, tanking is the only Wildcat that's gotten aboard, and there's only been one ball that's been put in play. That was the Tinley Wilson fly out to center field last inning. Here's the payoff pitch. Foul hit into the glove of Hermish for strike three. Five strikeouts through two innings for Reagan Garrity. She also has the home run that has the difference in the game so far. It's 2-0. Nemaha Central will go to the third, coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you. At Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
High school softball here on KNVA. Jared Sluppy back with you. Seth Tollison back in the booth. 2-0 Nemaha Central with a lead. As we go to the third, it'll be the top of the order coming to the plate for the second time through for the Thunder. Holton, it's been a struggle today with their bats. They have five strikeouts so far out of six. Actually, make that seven plate appearances. One walk is the lone base runner for the Wildcats so far. They're really missing Taryn Anderson right now, batting .590 on the season before she was injured against Hiawatha just a little bit ago. On the rubber for the Wildcats to face Maya Ganstrom for the first, made it the second time. First time that she faced her, she struck her out swinging. First pitch, that meant to a one up in the zone. Thunder trying to add on to their lead. Pitch from Wilson, that one on the ground and under and through the legs of Cook. So that will be a E6. That'll get Ganstrom aboard. It's the second error of the ball game for the Holton defense. Been told it's been a little bit of an issue this season. And that will bring up Alex Burkett. Infield single last time up. Around to score. Bunt, it's fouled straight back for strike one. Nemaha Central can't really ask for a better start for the Thunder, just in general. Pitching going well, batting, doing some good things as well. Defense hasn't really had to do much. As mentioned, there's only been one ball that's been played so far. But it was played cleanly. Now it misses. He's count 1-1. Both teams with just one doubleheader left, and now a timeout called by Burkett. We'll talk with Coach Haug over at third. Meemaw Central's final doubleheader on Thursday will be at home against Perry Compton, and Holton's will be against Riverside. And as mentioned a couple times, Perry Compton a chance to clinch the Big 7 league title if they can win both their games and hope for us the best of loss as well. Yes, Jefferson West just needs one loss against the Tigers. So, Beth, if they win both their games, they are still alive. And they would have to win both games on Thursday against Hiawatha, or excuse me, against Roe Valley, and hope that Perry loses both games to Meemaw Central and they would only tie. And there's a bunt down foul, third base side. So Perry actually has clinched a share of the title. But they were wanting to get it outright, so they would, in order to do that, they'd have to win twice today in hopes that they'll lose this. 1-2 counts coming up to Burkett. Looking for a second hit of the afternoon already. Calls for time and now stands back in. Wilson ready to go, and there's the pitch. That one in there, strike two. Or beg your pardon, strike three, beg your pardon. Nice pitch on the outside part of the zone to get Burkett on strikes. And one gone. Ganstrom led off with reaching base on an error there first. And now ramp Ava McKinley for the time to ground it out. Right back to the mound, her first time up. First pitch. That one in there for strike one. McKinley doesn't like that call. She turns to Coach Haug over at third. The 0-1. That one slapped foul, first base side. Makes it 0-2. So let's start to the inning for Wilson on the rubber. As mentioned, allowed the single and the home run in the first inning, but since then she's been pretty solid. Only allowed one base runner since then. Now on hit to the second baseman. Pass to her glove. And rounding second, heading for third is Ganstrom. And she'll be there in safely at third runners on the corners. A single for Amanda McKinley. And with one out, that brings up Reagan Garrity. As mentioned, the home run in the first inning, hoping to do some more damage here. Went blown out to left field is where she got that home run her first time up. Big opportunity here for the Thunder here in the top of the third with a 2-0 lead. Garrity stands in. Wilson readies. And looking to bunt. She pulls back. Pitch misses. Hang for second and getting there easily is McKinley. She'll get a steal. Now we're both runners in scoring position. Now avoids the double play scenario. The 1-0. That one misses low. It's the 2-0. I was just hoping to avoid that double play. Kind of an interesting decision there by Coach Howell. Been pretty fun to see that play out if she were able to get that bunt down, but now it's 2-0 to Garrity. This is low through the legs of Ingles. Here comes Ganstrom, and she will score. That'll be a pass ball, and it's now 3-0 Meemaw Central. And also McKinley moves up to third. One right through the five hole. Under for now, just one runner aboard over third. Garrity, she now digs back in. We wait for her to dig that, to dig back in. That is now she stands back in. The pitch. That one's in there for a strike. And it's 3-1. One gone here in the top of the third. 3-0 Meemaw Central. Big 7 showdown here in Holton. Now and in there for a strike. Garrity not happy. She'll now have to readjust. After he hit. Asta. Try that play. harmless lead to the grass. Defense. Didn't have very much hang time, though, and nobody was able to get over there. Here's the 3-2 once again. That one is down low. And runners will be on the corners once again. A courtesy runner. Central. And that's Lena McKinley, freshman. Only down runners on the corners. Third inning, 3-0 Nemaw Central. We'll see if Coach Howe does the same thing here with Emma Hermish. We're going to maybe trying to get a butt down to advance the runner. So Hermish, her first time up, grounded out to short. And now she will stand in against Wilson. First pitch. That ball ripped. Fair. Into left field. That'll bring home one run. RBI single for Emma Hermish. As McKinley scores and Garrity moves up to second. She'll stay there. And it's now 4-0 Thunder. That ball was absolutely tattooed on the ground. Cook didn't have a shot to get that one short. So that will bring up Marin Heinen for the second time today. Grounded at the second. Trying to get a bunt down. Does so successfully. Sort of first is in the both runners advance. Just barely was in front of home plate in fair territory. I mean, couldn't have placed it any closer to foul territory in front of home plate. Garrity up to the third. Hermish on to second. On the sack bunt from Aaron Heinen. That brings up Sadie Haberkamp. He reached on an error from center field. First pitch in there, strike one on a swing and a miss up in the zone. She was thrown out at home, trying to come home on a wild pitch. The ball hit on the ground. Cook fields it cleanly, throw to first in time for the final out. Damage is limited to just two runs. Could have been a lot worse. It's 4-0 Nemaw. Make that 5-0 Nemaw Central. We'll be back here in just a bit. It is 4-0. Have that right the first time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We may offer subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
FM, KNZA.
Nemaw Central gets a couple of runs in the third inning, a pass ball and an RBI single from Emma Hermish. 4-0 Thunder with the lead. Holton now with the plate. 8-9-1 hitters coming up, starting off with Kennedy Smith in the 8th spot. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Frank Garrity has been incredible. 5 strikeouts out of the 6. Walk, no hits. Head on to that. Now one swing on and miss. Makes it 0-2. Kennedy Smith batting 400 on the season. 6 for 15. 5 RBI. Has 1 home run and a triple. The 0-2 from Garrity. That is a blooper to shallow center field. That's going to be dropping in there for the first hit of the day. For the Wildcats, base runner. Little bloop just barely in the outfield grass in center field. And that will bring up Bailey Catherines, the second baseman for the first time today. Here's a pitch. Going to get a butt down. That foul tipped back to the screen. And Smith tried to take second. She'll have to go back. Or will she? Is the umpire says that was not touched? We're going to say that wasn't touched. I think they get away with one here. It looks to me like that was foul tipped. So it's 0-1. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, makes it 0-2. A pretty good view from where I'm at here on the third base side. It looked like on the plane that the ball was going, as soon as it got to the bat, it moved up just a smidge. As the 0-2 was fouled straight back and avoiding a vehicle over there, so it stays 0-2. So a steal for Kennedy Smith after a leadoff single. Wildcats trying to get something going. Shut out so far. Honestly, just dominated as a fire from Reagan Garrity on the rubber. That one. And there's strike three gutter looking for her sixth. Make that, yeah, sixth strikeout of the game. And that will bring up Lorna Smith. She struck out looking her first time up. Incredible pitching for Reagan Garrity. Pitch for strike one. Still 4-0 Yamaha Central. Two more runs here in the third inning after getting two in the first from a 2-run home run from McGarity. 0-1 swung on a miss. I know that fastball. Significant speed difference between her off-speed pitch and her fastball. Just so difficult to judge. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Ahead of that pitch that's in the dirt, hanging for first, and thrown out at first, advancing over to third on the strikeout is Kennedy Smith. And that is strikeout number 7. So she's retired 8 batters, 7 by strikeout, and that will bring up J.C. Cook. Never going to guess what she did her first time up. Looking to get a bun down. Now she pulls back and fouls it straight back for strike one. Bottom of the third here in Holden. Kennedy Smith over there at third. Two outs. Does the same thing. Breaking pitch in there. Strike two. Beautiful off-speed pitch by Reagan Garrity. And now Cook will await the 0-2. Going to get out of the inning after giving a leadoff single. Pitch. Fouled straight back. Yes, just barely got a piece. Stays alive. Man, I think I might have caught a piece of Hermish there, so the umpire walks a softball back to Garrity on the mound. Give Hermish some extra time, possibly. Kind of hard to tell that time. I think that is what happened. So still 0-2. Cook, the Wildcat shortstop, stands back in. Up in the batter's box. Waits on a breaking pitch and fouls it down the first base side. Waited almost a little long that time. Already back in a circle and for the third time. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, she went. Yet another strikeout. 8 strikeouts, 9 batters retired. Reagan Garrity, it's 4-0 Yamaha Central. We go to the fourth coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Gansaland Radio.
Go to the fourth inning. It's still 4-0 Yeehaw Central. Three more strikeouts for Reagan Garrity. She has 8 strikeouts on the game through 3 innings. She has been just incredible. So be the bottom of the order coming up for Yeehaw Central. Carolyn Nordis in the 8th spot, Maggie Cook in the top of the order, Maya Ganstrom in the hole. Tilly Wilson has been pretty solid as well. Has some defensive issues that she's had to deal with as well here in this one. Of the 4 runs, 3 of those are earned. Swing and a miss. Strike 1 to Nordis. She got a base hit in the 2nd inning in her first AB. So far, has allowed 5 hits. There's that one in there for a strike. Just has the 1 walk. And she has 3 strikeouts as well. Here's the 0-2. Now misses outside from Nordis, makes it 1-2. Despite the wind, pretty solid weather this afternoon. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, 4 strike out of the game for Timmy Wilson, 1 gone. You mentioned that wind blowing to left field, almost more of a crosswind now, looking at the American flag in left field. And the wind helped Reagan Garrity hit a home run in the first inning and give Yeehaw Central a then 2-0 lead. It's now grown to 4 after 2 more runs last inning. First pitch way ahead of an off-speed pitch. Mackie Cook looked silly on that one. Nice pitch there from Wilson. The one, that one hit into center field for a base hit. Past Catherine's. Waited on an off-speed pitch, and Cook slapped it to center field. Well done by the 9-hitter. That brings up Mike Anstrom for the 3rd time today. 0-for-2, reached on an error in the 3rd, came home to score on a pass ball, and struck out in the 1st inning. First pitch. And that one misses up in the zone, 4-1. One gone here in the top of the 4th. And 1 aboard. Wilson, the pitch. That's in there for a strike outside portion of the plate. Beams up the count 1-1. In the air, out of play, behind home plate. Foul ball, makes it 0-2. And now time to wipe off home plate here as the wind continues to push the dirt on the home plate. Not really anything prompted home plate to be covered by dirt, just that wind continues to wreak havoc here. Wilson comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Up in the zone, missing. Wilson comes to her feet, make that catch, make it 1-2. Cook over there at first, not getting much of a lead. And this is up and away, even the count 2-2. Correction, 3-2, so full count. Working from an 0-2 count, now making it full. The pitch. Now on chop, right back to the mound, throw to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. Go to first, not in time. So Ganstrom reaches on a fielder's choice, second time she's aboard, but Cook is out at second. That'll bring up Alex Burkett for the third time. She's 1-for-2, single in the first inning. She came home to score. Stole third in the process as well, and she struck out looking in the third inning. Two gone now. First pitch in the dirt, and that one gets away from Ingles. Up to second, rounding it and staying there is Ganstrom on the wild pitch. That one landed right on home plate, so it kind of skipped up awkwardly. Went to Ingles' right, and unable to get time to field it, make a throw. Olsen back on the rubber. Here's the 1-0. And this is ball two. That squirts out of the glove of Ingles. That's going to be a pass ball that allows Ganstrom to get over to third. Ganstrom actually scored on a pass ball last inning. The second pass ball of the game. Count now 2-0. Burkett stands back in, playing towards the front of the batter's box. 2-0, that misses up for ball three. Then her common miss up and away. Now Wilson trying to avoid a four-pitch walk with Ava McKinley on deck. Pitch. That was in there for a strike. Lower portion of the plate that time. Able to get it down a little bit. Hitter's count coming up for Burkett. That ball hit to the shortstop Cook. Throw over to first in time for the final out. So one left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still 4-0 Nemaha Central on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nemaha Central, a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss to Timmy Wilson. 0-for-1 on the day, fly out to center field. It's one of the two balls that have been put in play by Holton today. Reagan Garrity, the starting pitcher for Nemaha Central, has retired 9 batters, 8 of them via the strikeout. Ball slapped out of play. Makes it 0-1. Beg your pardon. 0-2. Go to pitch from Garrity. In there, strike three. Got her looking again. Another strike from Garrity. Number 9 on the day. Only one out has been a non-strikeout. That was a fly out from Wilson back at the first inning. That brings up Josie Barrow. Struck out her first time looking. Left-handed first baseman awaits the first pitch. And here it comes. And that hitter, I heard it hit the bat, but I think as soon as she gets hit, it's a dead ball. So she'll be awarded first base as her first hit by pitch of the day. That though, and ducking out of the way. You got to keep that bat down, or else something like that can actually result in a foul ball, or worse, even an out. I've seen it happen a few times where they'll duck out of the way, they'll hold the bat up and hits the bat, and it goes in fair territory, and we'll get run out of first. So that will bring up Lily Tanking. She walked her first time up, was stranded at second. That one misses up and in, ball one. That was back in the second inning. Now at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. High school softball here on KNZA. Nemaha Central, a solid 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth in Holton. On a pitch behind that fastball, swing and a miss. Count 1-1. Both teams just one league doubleheader after today. Here at the Compton has clinched a share of the Big 7 title. Can clinch it outright with 2 wins today and a Sabetha loss. 1-1 in the dirt. Gets through the legs of Hermish. And that will allow Barrow to get to second. Now a runner in scoring position with just one out and a chance for the Wildcats to get on the board. That one misses. Makes it 3-1. Garrity lets it go. In there for strike two. Works the count full. Taking a weight, that ball hit to the second baseman, but is bobbled and through her legs. Running third and coming home. No throw, and Holton is on the board. Leaning forward. The score the first run. It's now 4-1. First error of the ball game for Nemaha Central's defense. And that will bring up Natalie Wilcott. Struck out looking her first time up. First pitch that misses. Pretty large lead over there at first from Tanking. Tanking so far the only Wildcat to reach safely in both of her two plate appearances. Popped up in the air and on the infield. Coming in is McKinley, and she'll make the catch. It's short. For number two. That brings up Kaylin Ingles. Struck out swinging back in the second inning. Wildcats looking to capitalize on a couple of base runners that have reached. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Pitch that was low in the zone. There she goes towards second. And catching her being that time is Lily Tanking. She'll steal second in between the pitches. On a throwback to Garrity from the catcher Hermish. So Ingles has a runner in scoring position at the plate. Waits on a breaking pitch, slow dribbler towards third base. For the first is in time, so limited damage that time. Just the one run makes it 4-1, and we will go to the fifth inning. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Oh man,
Kansaland Radio.
DeForn Omaha Central, we go to the top of the fifth. Jared Sluppy with you. Sepulveda back in the booth. Run for Holton coming on an error in the infield. So for the Thunder, it's the 3-4 five hitters coming up. Ava McKinley, Reagan Garrity, and Emma Hermish. McKinley with a single and a run in the third inning. She's still second as well. And Tinley Wilson back on the rubber for the Wildcats. As I mentioned, she's been pretty solid so far today. She allowed six hits, three earned runs, and four strikeouts. First pitch misses for ball one. And she will hope to retire Reagan Garrity for the first time today on deck. She's on deck, excuse me. That one misses for ball two. Garrity has homered and walked so far today. And now time is called. Wilson taking too much time in between pitches for McKinley's liking. She backs off. Now stands back in. No pitch timer. High school baseball yet. Check swing. Did she go? Yes, she did. Maybe that was a foul tip. Kind of hard to tell. But either way, it's two balls and one strike. Be very interesting if we did have some sort of pitch clock implemented in high school baseball. I don't see that happening anytime soon. 2-1 pitch. That ball hit the right field pretty well and dropping in for a base hit in front of Kennedy Smith for a single. And throw down to first. Almost took too large of a lead. But she is in there for her second hit of the day. First multi-hit performance for either team today. So that'll bring up Reagan Garrity. For the third time today, she stands in with somebody occupying a base. First pitch to her. Takes a strike. Fastball that was middle or middle up. Either way, is a very solid pitch from Tinley Wilson. Freshman for the Wildcats. Ball chopped past third baseman to Cook. The shortstop throw to first is not in time. Very close play at first. An infield single. Garrity, your second hit of the afternoon. It was bang, bang. It was a good play by Cook over there short. She's been very busy. She's really solid defensively for the most part. She has the one error back in the third inning. And we got a courtesy runner for the second time today for the Thunder. And once again, courtesy running for the Thunder is Lindsay McKinley. And that will bring up Emma Hermish. Had the RBI single in the third. And the Thunder catcher stands back in with two base runners and nobody out here at the top. First pitch. That one's in there for a strike up in the zone a little bit. And now kind of standing in between second and third is Ava McKinley, kind of playing games with Ingles behind the plate. So the 0-1 pitch coming up to Hermish. Looking to get a bunt down. Pulls back. And this is up. There goes McKinley to third. She's in time, and it'll see over Garrity. She'll take second, and both runners move up. Total steal beautifully by the Thunder. And now a base hit put in the right spot. We'll score two for the Thunder. Again, no outs. Omaha Central hoping to get some insurance runs. Now Wilson will step on the rubber. Likes to take her time in between pitches. Now this is up and away out of the glove of Ingles. Coming home and the... Oh, wow! The throw got there in time. She applied the tag, but she was called safe. And... her foot was on the corner of the plate, according to the home plate umpire. Coach Held coming out to argue. I don't know what if she's going to say much. Now she's just going to kind of walk up. And now she'll walk back to the dugout as she'll talk to the crowd, tell them to calm down over there. Good sportsmanship by Coach Haug. So it's now he scores on the wild pitch. And Garrity moves up to third. So Hermish now stands in with a 2-1 count. Still nobody out for the Thunder. The pitch from Wilson. Swing and miss. He's counting 2-2. Again, Hermish had the RBI single back in the third, also grounded out as well. Two pitch. Swing and miss. Strike three, first out, and that's a big one for Wilson. Wildcats trying to keep this game relatively close before they get back to the batter's box. And that will bring up Aaron Heinen. And a bunt is caught behind home plate by Ingles for the out. Terrific heads-up play by Ingles. Had a tough day defensively. Makes a terrific defensive play this time. And a quick out, and there's all of a sudden two gone. And Sadie Haberkamp now comes to play. She's five to one, Omaha Central leading here in Holton. One more now. You're in the top half of the fifth inning. The pitch, the ball grounded to Cook. Right into her glove, throw to first in time. Another great defensive play. And after allowing the first two base runners two hits, leaving them stranded, one does come across, though, on the wild pitch. And it's 5-1 Omaha Central. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the bottom of the fifth. High school softball. Omaha Central leading at Holton 5-1. Kenny Smith at the plate. She swung at a first pitch breaking ball. It's 0-1. And she has four of the Wildcats. That one a miss. Makes it 0-2. Reagan Garrity on the day. 9 strikeouts. Only 3 of the outs that she's recorded had not been via the strikeout. That ball hit on the ground to the second baseman, fielded cleanly for Cook. Flips it over to first in time for number 1. Now bring up Catherine's in the 9th spot, and this will conclude the second time in the hitting order for Holton. And Catherine struck out looking her first time up. Really is incredible what Reagan Garrity is doing today, although I feel like it was kind of unsustainable with how many strikeouts she was getting. Now it's the fifth batter she faced without a strikeout. It was the first pitch in there for strike one. Kind of weird not seeing her get strikeouts. But her past 3 outs that she's recorded have been non-strikeouts. A ball grounded foul, third base side. Touched up by Burkett in foul territory. Makes it 0-2. 5-1, Omaha Central. Bottom of the fifth, one out. 0-2 count on Bailey Catherine, the second baseman for the Wildcats. Pitch from Garrity. Now this is inside for a ball. Pitches missed inside. I am so sorry. 1-2 pitch coming up here from Garrity. The pitch. Check swing. Did she go? Yes, she did. And there is a 10th strikeout for Reagan Garrity for out number 2. And that is four consecutive batters retired. And Catherine's wanted to appeal whether she went or not. The home plate umpire said, yes, she did. That brings her to the top of the order for the third time today. Lorna Smith, 0 for 2, couple strikeouts. And first pitch, that misses down low for ball one. Both these teams 5-5 in the Big 7. Tied for fourth with Jefferson West. Holton 7-7 overall. Team official 5-7. 4 games out of first place. Back of pair of the Commanders already wins to share the Big 7 title. Chopped foul, third base tie. It's a 1-1. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Holton's got some work to do here. Nemaha Central added an insurance run the top of the fifth. Ava McKinley scored on a wild pitch. It was a close play at the plate. The throw beat it. But the home plate umpire said she got around the tag. Allen misses up in the zone, makes it 2-1. Wind up and the 2-1. Breaking pitch misses up in the zone, makes it 3-1. There's a Nemaha Central fan over on that side, on the first base side, that has a little tent. It's not really like a tent. When you think of tent, it's not like that. It's kind of like a little pod almost that's blocking out the wind. It's very fascinating. It's also blocking the sun as well. Love that. That one misses up for ball four. So just the second walk of the game for Reagan Garrity. Lorna Smith reaches for the first time today. That brings up J.C. Cook. She's 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts. Only one hit today for Nemaha, or beg your pardon, for Holton. That was from Kennedy Smith back in the third inning, a single. And she was stranded at third base, first pitch. Took it for strike one. Off-speed pitch from Garrity. O-1, swing and a miss. 0-2. And J.C. Cook so far in both, makes it all three of her at-bats today. She is faked to score up for a bunt and then pull back. The 0-2. And this is off the plate outside. Not really going to fake anyone out on an 0-2 count for trying to bunt. Here is the 0-2 pitch from Reagan Garrity. Up high. Or make that was the 1-2 pitch. Now it's 2-2. Beg your pardon. The wind's calmed down just a little bit, I would say, but blowing to straightaway center field. Off-speed pitch. In there, strike three outside corner of the plate. Not happy with the call, but in there for strike three, or third time she's been fanned via the K. And that will end the fifth inning. We go to the sixth. Coming up next, it's 5-1 Nemaha Central on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital of You Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital of You Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Nemaha Central leading on the road 5-1. High school softball here on KNZA. Leading things off for Nemaha Central is Carolyn Nordis. First baseman is 1 for 2. Single back in the second inning. and a strikeout. Timmy Wilson, the freshman pitcher, back on the hill for Holton. Gave up back-to-back singles to start the fifth, but then it went strikeout, pop-out, ground out as the first pitch in there, strike one. And that pop-out was an incredible diving catch by Ingles, the catcher, on a little bunt that went right to her. Not right to her, she had to work for it, but still incredible defensive play. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's in there, strike two. Not wasting any time. Pitch, that's a blooper to the second baseman, Catherine. Throw to first in time for at number one. In terms of how Nemaha Central has scored so far today, they went two runs, no runs, two runs, runs, one run. So a little bit of a pattern here. So Patrick Metellus, zero runs for the sixth inning, trying to get that pattern going for Holton, but Nemaha Central hoping to break that pattern. So that pitch misses up high. Full ball one to Maggie Cook. At the plate for the third time today. She singled in the fourth inning, struck out the second. The pitch. That was chopped fair down the third base line for a base hit. Troubles rolls all the way into the corner. She'll get at least two, and she will stay there for a one-out double. Multi-hit day for Maggie Cook. She is the third Thunder player. A multi-hit day. I'll bring up the top of the order for the fourth time today with Maya Ganstrom. 0 for 3 on the day. She did score in the third inning after reaching on air. She also reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. And struck out to lead off the game. First pitch, Wilson. Foul tip, pops out of the glove of Ingles, but in there for strike one. Nemaha Central has not been retired in order today. Here is the 0-1. And that one up high. Wild pitch. That's going to get all the way to the backstop. And Cook advances up third. It's been a difficult time for runners to score on wild pitches, though, with the kind of shallow backstop. Not a whole lot of room. And kind of some friendly ricochets as well. Had a couple throws that beat the runner, but one was ruled out, one was ruled safe. As that one gets to the backstop, but staying is Cook. Just like I was saying, that kind of has to bounce a certain way for a runner to try to score on a wild pitch or a pass ball from third base. Two-one pitch coming up from Wilson to Maya Ganstrom. The center fielder for Nemaha Central, and now Ganstrom takes time, stays back in. One out double from Maggie Cook, advancing to third on a wild pitch. Here it comes. Allen misses up high as well. Three consecutive pitches, forcing Ingles to come to her feet. Makes 3-1. Hitter's count coming up for the leadoff hitter. Fouled out of play behind home plate. And the count is now full. Big pitch coming up here for Wilson. Love a strikeout and get that second out. Here it comes. Up high, ball four. Solid plate appearance for Maya Ganstrom. That's just the second walk of the game, and now a mound visit. Coach Carlene. And we will go and step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Coach Carlene for Holden still on the rubber, kind of talking things over with her infield and her pitcher as well. 5-1 Nemaha Central with the lead. Runners on the corners, one gone here in the top of the sixth. And Nemaha Central trying to pour on the runs and possibly get this game out of reach as for Holden trying to keep this game relatively close, give themselves a chance in the seventh. I guess they have the sixth inning too, but trying to give themselves a chance to come back here. Reagan Garrity has been the story of the day. 10 strikeouts. Make that 11, actually, for Reagan Garrity, the starting pitcher for Nemaha Central. It's been superb, only allowed one hit and a couple of walks and hit by pitch. That's all she's allowed. Now batting is Alex Burkett. 1-for-3 on the day, single in the first inning. Let's have a steal as well. She'll now stand in. Over there at first is Ganstrom. She walked. And Maggie Cook, she had a one-out double. Advanced to third on a wild pitch, and she bunts. She went around, and that'll be a strike. And advancing to second is Ganstrom. It'll be a steal. Ganstrom with her first steal of the day. And she has reached safely in three of her four plate appearances this afternoon. Fouled straight back to the screen. That makes it 0-2. So after the time was called and the mound visit was made, a couple of pitches thrown in for strike, and that one in there, strike three, got her looking, a big strikeout for Wilson, and there's two gone. Needing that one, trying to keep the Thunder out of goose egg in this sixth inning. That brings up Ava McKinley. She's 2-for-3. A couple singles. A couple runs as well. The first pitch misses ball one. And a couple steals. Trying to become the first player for either team to get three hits. That one misses outside for ball two. So Ganstrom up to second. Cook over at third. Two outs. Top of six. 5-1 Nemaha Central. Thunder looking to expand their lead. And that one misses inside. Makes it 3-0. Big pitch here for Wilson. And that one, a late strike call from the home plate umpire. Makes it 3-1. So Wilson's still alive. Hitters count coming up for McKinley. Wilson back on the rubber. And here it comes. And that one's in there. Strike two outside corner of the plate. And I don't think she likes that call. And Wilson has worked it full. Well done by the freshman. And now the time for the payoff pitch. Now grounded past McKinley and into center field for a base hit. And that'll be a 2-RBI single for Ava McKinley. Meant to say past Wilson. It was at her feet, unable to snag it. And it's a 2-RBI base hit. Our first one of the game. And it's now 7-1 in favor of the Thunder. That's with Maggie Cook and Maya Ganstrom come home to score. First pitch to Reagan Garrity in there, strike one. She is 2-for-2 on the day. Two-run home run in the first inning, a single in the fifth, and a walk in the third. Well, this is down low. Heading to second is McKinley, and she will get there on the pass ball. Count as 1-1 to Reagan Garrity, the Nemaha Central pitcher. And there's a strike. He's 1-2. Going to retire Garrity for the first time today. Now and misses. Stevens count 2-2. McKinley slowly making her way back to second base, staring down Ingles in the process, the Holton catcher. Right here, 2-2 pitch misses up for ball three, and Garrity has worked his full. Back to back, full counts for Wilson. The pitch. This is Garrity awarded first base. Runners on first and second for Emma Hermish. An RBI single in the third inning. She is 1-for-3. And once again, Lena McKinley pitch running for Garrity over first. Hermish, the Nemaha central catcher. And here's the first pitch from Wilson. Now this is outside. Again, a really large secondary lead for Ava McKinley at second base. Swing on and missed. Even the count 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the sixth, and now Ingles calls time for a mound visit here. Players only, looks like. 7-1. A couple more runs have come in for the Thunder on a 2 RBI single from Ava McKinley. 3 singles for her today. 2 steals. She's over there at second. She has been terrific. And Garrity, she has reached safely all 4 times she's come to the plate. Couple of hits, including a home run, a single, and 2 walks. 1-1 count coming up to Emma Hermish. Runners on first and second. 2 outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Excuse me, the top of the sixth. Beg your pardon? Here he comes. Swing and a miss. Pitch up at eyeball level. Throw down to second, not in time. I should just threw it to the shortstop. But either way, it's 1-2. Wilson unloads, swing and miss, and that will retire the side. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth, Holton trailing by 6, back here in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Making Garrity back on the hill for Nemaha Central. 11 strikeouts for her on the day. And she'll face the 3-4-5 hitter. Cindy Wilson goes tanking in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Wilson at the plate. The Holton pitch, 2, fly out the center and a strikeout. First pitch. And there's strike 1. A couple runs came across for Nemaha Central. The last half inning, 2 RBI single from Ava McKinley. Gets the lead to 7-1. Upped up, out of play, behind home plate for strike 2. A couple of big insurance runs for Nemaha Central. 5-1 certainly seems a lot more gettable than 7-1, especially with how well Reagan Garrity has been pitching today. She's allowed just 1 hit with those 11 strikeouts. And by the way, she's hit a home run as well. 0-2, popped up, shallow right field, caught by the second baseman Cook for out. Josie Barrow to the plate for the third time today, 0-for-1. She was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. She represents the lone run today for the Wildcats. She came home on an error. Hitting in the cleanup spot, the left-hander stands in. First pitch. Swings and grounds. It's all right. Nice defensive work by Coach Haug in the dugout. Standing in the doorway of the dugout and blocked that with her clipboard. Comes the 0-1. Makes it 0-2. Garrity has retired him in order since the first inning. Hard to believe that with the way she pitched today. 0-2 pitch. That's there, strike three, low portion of the strike zone for the 12th strikeout of the day. And now bring it Lily Tanking. She is the only Holton runner, or actually Holton to reach safely twice today. Reached on a walk in the second inning and reached on an error in the fourth. I'm going to do it for a third time and keep Holton's hopes alive as that one misses inside for ball one. Swing and a miss. Behind that fastball. Two gone, just one out away from getting out of the sixth inning quickly. I'm going to go 1-2-3 fashion. Here's the 1-1 from Garrity. Hosby pitch in there, right down Broadway for strike two. Tanking digs back in. The pitch, swing and a miss, got her. 1-2-3, down go the Wildcats here in the sixth. That's the 13th strikeout for Reagan Garrity. We go to the seventh. And are looking for more here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Farmer State Bank, this is Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm going on vacation and want to monitor my Farmer State Bank card more closely. What can I do?
Do you have the Card Valet app?
What's Card Valet?
It's an app that allows you to take control of your Farmer State Bank debit card.
Wow, Lloyd, you have just the solution I need. I can't wait to download Card Valet.
To find out more, you can visit our website or give us a call at the Farmer State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Yamaha Central is looking for some more insurance runs. They lead it 7-1 as we go to the top half of the seventh inning. High school softball here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy with you. Seth Tollison back in the booth. It'll be Marin Heinen leading things off. In the sixth spot on deck is Sadie Haverkamp in the hole, Carolyn Nordis. Fourth time through the hitting order for Yamaha Central. Last inning, a 2-RBI single from Avi McKinley. Got their lead up from 5-1 to 7-1. Maren Heinen looking to reach safely for the first time today. She's 0-for-3. First pitch, that's hit well towards center field, but running out of room and making the catch is Lorna Smith for the first out. Well done by Smith, reconciling the error she had earlier in the contest. And that will bring up Sadie Haverkamp. 0-for-3 on the day. She was actually the batter who hit the ball to Smith in the second inning. A couple of ground outs to short after that as well. His first pitch misses for ball one. Tinley Wilson has been pretty solid today. I feel like I've said that a few times today, but it's true. That ball is hit well towards left field, and that is gone. Hey, still a home run for Sadie Haberkamp, and that adds another run to the total for Nemaha Central, and it is 8-1. Second home run today for Nemaha Central. A solo shot with one out here in the top of the seventh. And just as I was saying that, Reagan Garrity hit the other home run. That was back in the first inning, a two-run shot. And that will bring up Carolyn Nordis. Now a seven-run lead for the Thunder. As mentioned, prior to last year, before last year's meetings, Holton had defeated Nemaha Central 18 consecutive times. Last year they split. It was the first time that Nemaha Central had defeated Holton since 2013. And now Nemaha Central is trying to possibly start a winning streak against the Wildcats. Nordis 1-for-3, single in the second inning. And the Thunder first baseman now stands in. Wilson is ready as well. Here's the first pitch to her. No one misses outside, ball one. Bases are now cleared. One away, top of the seventh. 1-0, looper, shallow left field. That is going to be over the head of the shortstop, Cook, in front of tanking left fielder for base hits. And that will bring up Maggie Cook in the ninth spot. She is 2-for-3, a double down the third baseline in the sixth inning, and a single in the fourth inning. And the top of the order coming up next, Maya Ganstrom is on deck, looking to get her fifth plate appearance of the day. 8-1, Nemaha Central. First pitch. Slap foul, first base side, out of play. Solo home run from Sadie Haberkamp, the designated hitter for Nemaha Central. Looking to bunt, pulls back, misses low, heading to second, and getting in there in time. Throw was almost in time, but was a little bit behind Cook. She kind of had to wrap around her body, and also a nice slide on the outside of the bag from Nordis, and she gets a steal. Count is 1-1, one out to Maggie Cook. Hoping for her third hit of the day. Only one other Thunder hitter can claim that. As that one popped up in play, shallow in front of the first base bag and caught by the first base from Barrow, round number two. That brings up Maya Ganstrom for the third, make that the fifth time today, excuse me. She's 0-for-3 with a walk and two runs. She reached on an error and a fielder's choice. Also a strikeout back in the first inning. First pitch to her, outside for ball one. Carolyn Nordis over there at second base. She had a one-out single, advanced to second on a steal. That ball hit well, right center field. Backing up is Kennedy Smith, and that's going to be caught. Nice catch going to a right by Kennedy Smith for the final out. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Three outs away for Nemaha Central from getting the win. Holton trying to make a miraculous comeback. Back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
Rebate offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646 and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Yamaha Central leading at Holton, 8-1. High school softball here on KNZA. Braden Garrity just three outs away from getting the complete game. Possibly a one-hitter. 13 strikeouts for Aiken Garrity. Allowed two walks and hit by pitch. That one misses for ball one down low. So she's allowed four total base runners. Only four base runners that she's allowed. Does have an error on the day, but doesn't count towards the number of base runners she's allowed. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Nice breaking pitch. She does count 1-1. So in the first inning, she struck out two. The second inning, she struck out three. She struck out three more in the third. Struck out one in the fourth, two in the fifth, and two in the sixth for 13 strikeouts. That one in there for strike two. Looking to add on to her total here in the seventh. She had her first 1-2-3 inning since the first inning in the sixth inning. 1-2, this is up high, 4-2 to even up the count. Pitch at forehead level. Wilcott over 2, strikeout looking, and a pop fly in the infield. Two pitch. Blowing in. Makes the count full. Payoff pitch. Now way high and way away. And the third walk of the game for Reagan Garrity. And that's it. Say that Garrity is having a good game would be a massive understatement. It really is hard to believe that this Yamaha Central team started the season 0-6. And have some tough competition to start the season, including facing Rossville. In their first two games. In Rossville, they hit McLeod, their first losses in over 2 years. Is that one fouled out of play for a strike? It was incredible what McLeod softball has done. Incredible athletes winning back-to-back state titles. No losses. Trying to win state again for a third consecutive year. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Caitlin Ingalls, who's over 2 on the day. Swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. I feel like there's been just a boatload of 0-2 counts that Garrity has worked her way towards today, as opposed to possibly 1 or even 2-2 counts. Osby pitch, that one shot foul, third base side, and that will keep it at 0-2. I feel like for the most part, Garrity's done a really good job of not tipping her pitches as soon as she releases the ball. That time it was a little bit obvious. Saw her hand kind of turn and fingers spread way apart. 0-2. Fastball. Swing and a miss. For strikeout number 14 for Reagan Garrity, one gone. Thunder now two outs away. That brings up Kennedy Smith. Has the lone hit of the game for Holton. 1-for-2 with a steal. Back in the third inning is when she got that base hit. All right, first is Natalie Wilcott, leadoff walk. You're in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Behind that fastball, 0-1. One swing and miss and a pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Hermish. Makes it 0-2, and Wilcott has to stay at first. Looking for strikeout number 15 right here. She can retire Smith on strikes. 0-2. Breaking pitch in there. Strike three. Got her looking. 15 Ks now for Reagan Garrity. And that will bring up Bailey Catherine down to their final out. She has struck out twice. First pitch. one misses outside. 4-1. We're on first, 2 gone, 8-1 Nemaw Central. One up pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens the count. 1-1. Threw down a first nine time. One doubleheader each left for each team. Nemaw Central will host Perry. And Hilton will be hosting Riverside on Thursday. 1-1. Swing and a miss. They get away from Hermish as it was a pitch in the dirt. And Wilcott advances up to second on the wild pitch. Down to the last strike. Garrity, one hit allowed, 14 strikeouts, 6 2/3. Can she finish it off here? The pitch. Check swing. Did she go? Yes, she did. 15 strikeouts for Reagan Garrity, and Nemaw Central gets the win 8-1. We'll wrap this one up here in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at HoltonHospital.com.
Kansaland Radio.
8-1, the final score is Nemaha Central defeats Holton. Game one of our doubleheader, or the doubleheader, that is. And what a game it was for Reagan Garrity. And we'll have to step aside for more silence here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So we had a moment of silence. We're back here, post-game coverage. 8-1, our final score. Nemaw Central with the victory. Talking about Reagan Garrity, her incredible performance. 15 strikeouts going the full distance, allowing just one hit, three walks, and gets the win. Incredible performance from her. She also got a home run in the ballgame as well, as she finished 2-for-2 with two RBI as well as a run. Ava McKinley, she was terrific as well. She went 3-for-4, two RBI, two runs in the win. Also, a multi-hit day for Maggie Cook, 2-for-4 with a double and a run. And also a base hit for Alec Burkett. She was 1-for-4 on the day. So with Sadie Haberkamp, she had a solo home run in the seventh inning to get Nemaha Central to 8 runs here this afternoon. And as for and she was really solid for most of the day. She had 7 strikeouts, had just 3 walks allowed, although she did give up 12 hits, 7 earned runs, and her 7 innings pitched. So she gets the loss for the game. So 8-1, back-to-back wins for Nemaha Central in the series against Holton. As mentioned before, that 18 straight wins for Holton against Nemaha Central. So with that being said, Holton, they fall to 5-6 in league play, 7-8 overall. Nemaha Central advances to 6-5 in league play, 6-7 overall. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in here this afternoon to Big 7 League Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.